Let's take a moment now to remember a Grammy-winning songwriter.
Maybe I didn't love you.
Always on my mind. It's a song about longing and regret and love. A decade after Elvis Presley recorded it, Willie Nelson made it a hit.
But you were always on my mind.
That song was written by Wayne Carson. He died this week from heart failure at the age of 72. NPR's Andrew Limbong remembers the songwriter's other hits.
Before Always on My Mind, Wayne Carson, born Wayne Carson Thompson, was kicking around Springfield, Missouri, just trying to get ahead in the music publishing game. Then in 1966, he hooked up with country singer Eddie Arnold and wrote his first hit song.
Let me tell you, friend, I'm not buttoned in, but I think it's such a sin. If you don't treat her right, because
somebody like me, it's a passive-aggressive, I might steal your girlfriend kind of song. It made it to the top of the country charts. The next year, Carson hit it even bigger, this time with the help of a gravelly-voiced teenager named Alex Chilton and his band, The Box Tops.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home.
Clocking in at less than 2 minutes, The Letter is a barn burner of a song. Chilton was 16 years old and hungover when he recorded it, and he leans into it with this garage rock intensity. But remember those themes of love and longing? Yeah, that's all here too.
When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway,
The Letter reached number one on the Billboard Top 100 charts in 1967 and stayed there for 4 weeks. That was just the Box Tops version. The song was a hit again just 3 years later when Joe Cocker recorded it. Just like Always on My Mind, Carson's songs tended to live on again and again. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
And my love is